Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is from Hebrews chapter 9. It was on Mount Sinai that God gave his law to his people. There on the day of the assembly, the Lord from the mountain had spoken to his people out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness. With a loud voice, he spoke to the people. He gave them his law, and they were afraid. And so the people asked Moses to go and be the one to listen to God and to speak for him. They wanted to live. And God had compassion on them. And Moses ascended the mountain and appeared before the Lord. He was the mediator between God and his people. On Mount Sinai, God gave his law to his people, commandments for their life before him and with one another, penalties and punishments for disobedience, for sin against God. God gave rules for burnt offerings and sacrifices, tithes, and other contributions. There were practices to follow, ceremonies to conduct. And even after Sinai, God established the place of sacrifice and a place for his people to worship him, a sanctuary made with hands, a tent. He gave instructions for worship, rules for priests. But there was more. God established the Day of Atonement. Once a year, on the 10th day of the 7th month, God prescribed ritual sacrifices to cleanse the sanctuary, the tent of meeting, the altar, the priests, and the entire congregation. The cleansing was accomplished through the shedding of blood. The high priest offered a bull as a sin offering for himself and his household, and he offered two goats as a sin offering for the people. The first goat was killed, its blood shed and sprinkled on the mercy seat to atone for the holy place because of the sins of the people. And on the head of the other goat, the priest laid his hands, confessing the sins of the people. He placed the sins of the people on the head of the goat and sent it away into the wilderness. This is what God required in his law. This is what he established to deal with, to cover the sins of the people. But from the beginning, God's promise was attached to his law, a promise meaning even more. On Mount Sinai, God gave his last will and testament to his people, his bereath, his diatheke, his testament that promised an inheritance. This testament would be in effect at the death of the one who established it. It was on Mount Sinai that God undertook to die for his people. And year after year, God's law was followed. Year after year, there were sacrifices and offerings. Every year was the Day of Atonement, sin offerings, bulls and goats, their blood shed to cover sins. And this was because under the law, the shedding of blood is required. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Year after year, this was done. And yet God's people continued to sin against him and his law and against one another. The sin continued to separate God's people from them, from him, but God had not forgotten the promise that he made to them. In time, God sent his own high priest. He sent his own son, God in human flesh. He put on humanness like ours because our very humanity had been so thoroughly corrupted by disobedience. And God was keeping his promise. In words and works, Christ revealed the heart of God and his enduring love and compassion for the people that he created, the people who were dying in their sins, people like us. In our sin, we cannot stand before the righteous God and bear his speaking to us. We cannot deal with him face to face. Sin is the problem. And so God's own Son comes to be with his people to intercede for them. He is our mediator, but he's not a mediator merely like Moses. Christ, the Son of God, is mediator because he was first the sacrifice. He was first the sin offering, the goat whose blood was shed to atone for our sin. The Christ's sacrifice happened at one moment in time, once in human history. It was not year after year and day of atonement after day of atonement, but once at Calvary, but once on the cross. With hands nailed and feet spiked and side pierced, with his blood shed and with his death, the one offering for all sin, all sins covered, once for all. But the result of Christ's sacrifice is everlasting. And now, after the cross, Christ has entered not a sanctuary made with hands, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Christ now appears in heaven before God, enthroned in glory. Christ appears before the face of God on our behalf. Is there any more comforting message? Have you ever heard a sweeter word than this? Christ now appears before the face of God on our behalf. But he shows the Father no bull or goat making atonement in the old way. Christ himself is the new way. Christ shows his Father the wounds that he received for our redemption. He shows the Father his own hands, his feet, his side, his own body offered, his own blood shed at the cost of his life. These shown before the Father on our behalf. Christ, who is our own flesh and blood, shows compassion for us. He loves us and cares for us because he redeemed us at the price of his own life. This is why he died. And this is why he now appears before the face of God on our behalf. So what then is the result of all of this for us? What does this mean for us? Well, it means that the atonement has been made. Now we have God's fatherly love and favor. No longer does sin separate us from God. No more has sin any hold on us. Christ has removed our sin from us entirely. Our deliverance, even from sin's death, is final. The result of Christ's mediation on our behalf means that the old barriers are broken down. Now we have access to all of God's holy and gracious gifts, His speaking directly to us through His holy word, His holy baptism, His holy supper, His complete forgiveness of sins, His glorious salvation, His everlasting life. And now we draw near to God with a true heart, full of assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Now we hold fast to Christ, and we have a hope that does not waver, for God's promise is fulfilled. This also means that now we serve the living God. In Christ, the great high priest, we too are priests. We have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He has opened for us through His death and resurrection and through His intercession for us. And now we come before God's presence with our prayers and our supplications. And we come together encouraging one another, bearing one another's burdens, comforting, consoling one another with God's promises, rejoicing, praising God all the more as we see the day of Christ's return drawing near. And He returns bringing His ultimate salvation. This is God's promise to us. The Christ who offered Himself once to bear the sins of the world will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for Him. And we will receive our promised eternal inheritance fully through Jesus Christ, our mediator, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds steadfast in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.